Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time, 8:42. Joining us from Fox News is Jared Halpern. And Jared, I have to say, when I got the prep for this morning's topic, I thought it was a joke and I had to look it up. But then I looked at the article from the LA Times, and their take on it was, man up, MAGA, white dudes for Harris are here. So this is not a joke.
No, Harris campaign is doing what a lot of campaigns do, right, which is try and organize community-specific outreach in volunteers. And so you've seen the Harris campaign have these huge Zoom calls that serve as fundraisers and also kind of organizing peer opportunities. The latest was called White Dudes for Harris. It raised more than $4 million. It featured Jeff Bridges, who famously played the dude in The Big Lebowski back in 1998. Also, a lot of other colleagues, including Buttigieg, the transportation secretary. And this is intended to do a couple of things. You've seen this with the Harris campaign, these big Zoom calls with targeting women, targeting the Black community, targeting the LGBTQ plus community, targeting Asian American voters, and all campaigns kind of do this outreach. This is kind of a more high profile way to certainly do it, but it shows a couple of things. It shows one, the energy and excitement, especially among Democrats for Harris now at the top of the ticket. And it shows the continued kind of fundraising prowess here of this campaign that continues to haul in just record amounts of money in its first couple of weeks here.
And one of the things that they said was, what a variety of whiteness we have here. That was Bradley Whitford. He said it in his opening remarks at the campaign rally. He said, it's like a rainbow of beige. I mean, this is campaign gold for the Democrats.
Again, there were some jokes made, certainly by the actors and comedians who took part. But I think the broader theme is really that this is a campaign that's trying to reach as many different voters as possible. When you look at kind of white men, that is a demographic that has overwhelmingly been supportive of former President Trump. The gender gap between, it was true when Biden was in the race too, but the gender gap in this election between Trump and now Harris, as it was with Trump and Biden, is huge. You have seen that gender gap only grow between Republicans and Democrats over the last couple of years. So this is true for both the Harris campaign and the Trump campaign. Steps that they can do to kind of narrow that gender gap would go a long way, especially in some of these tight states like Michigan and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, right? And so look for the Harris campaign to continue to do this type of outreach to see, you know, if they are able to again, leverage that enthusiasm that you're seeing with a more broad-based coalition of voters that is going to be necessary to win in some of these critical battleground states.
Mm-hmm. And Jared, and we do expect the vice president to make her nominee for vice president for her vice presidential pick within the next week. What do you think we can look forward to with the Republican campaign this upcoming weekend?
Well, they're, on the road. We saw J.D. Vance out west. He was in Nevada, big battleground state. He'll be doing some fundraising as well. Former President Trump hitting the stump in some of those critical swing states. But you're right. I think right now, one of the benefits that the Democrats have is an awful lot of attention given the tumultuous kind of turnover they had at their ticket. And so they're going to use that to their advantage to try and keep the attention on them. Obviously, there'll be a big event with the running mate next week. The Harris campaign has announced that Harris and her running mate will hit the road starting on Tuesday in Pennsylvania. They'll go to Wisconsin. They will go to North Carolina. They will go to Georgia, a few other states, these critical states. We don't know who that running mate is. We were told not to read too much into that schedule. It starts in Pennsylvania. Obviously, that raised some eyebrows and maybe increased the speculation around that state's governor and Josh Shapiro. But it is a decision that will be made really soon. The process to start that nomination with this virtual roll call begins later this week. There's no other Democrat jumped in this race. 99% of Democratic delegates signed the nominating petition for Harris. So, listen, they're in a position where they can kind of capitalize on these big news events. They will go into their convention in Chicago in a couple of weeks with a lot more momentum than I think they were expected to with the way that the Biden campaign was moving forward. And so look for that to be something that really kind of helps this campaign raise that money, get the attention, raise the national profile of the vice president here in the early going of her campaign.
Jared Halpern, Fox News, thank you so much for your valuable insight always.